This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right, we're back. I love it. I just cranked down the AC. They told me to 54. All right. And even more good news, too. All right, I like it.
Forgot my winter jacket, bro.
Well, you won't. It's like what Miguel said, you know, and it was great because I just saw Tim Robbie, which is always good to see Tim. And Tim's a stadium manager here. But anyway, what's it called? But it's what Miguel said. He cranked on the AC, but the sun coming through the window, it won't ever get to that degree because of that heat. So, and that's why we weren't as comfortable because it was in the 70s. So
you know what
70s.
Now
it should get into the 60s, so it'll feel nice. Yeah, Sean is rooting for the 60s, which is a beautiful thing.
Man, it's 12 o'clock and where the sun is, and looking to the east stands, they're in the shade. Notice that? That's that overhang, man. This is impressive.
That's how they do it with soccer. So they could try to keep the fans under the stands as much as possible, because obviously if it rains in an angle, people are going to get somewhat wet. But yeah, that's kind of the idea, is you want to give people at least some kind of a roof. Unless you're the supporters and you're out in the end zone, you are out wide open, baby. But the supporters, you know, they're so psyched. They're standing, they're screaming, they're chanting, and they're really drunk. So it really doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're a little inebriated, you're not worried about a couple of droplets. Not COVID droplets. I'm talking about rain droplets, okay? I'm just trying to make sure I clear that up. You know what I'm saying? Just got to clear it up on the droplets, because people are they think right away COVID now.
Looking at this, I mean, I'm like comparing it to the north side of the stadium at Joe Robbie.
Right.
If you're over there,
yeah,
and it's a 4 o'clock game, you better bring suntan. Look, man, you're going to get cooked.
Yeah. No, you're toast. No doubt about it. Let's see. Eddie Trunk helped put the Winery Dogs together, and that pleases me greatly. Three great musicians. Thank you, Mr. Trunk. How about that? You know what? I love the Winery Dogs, man. That is the first two albums they came out with, or only two albums, right? Because they have two albums and a live album, if I'm correct. Those two albums are excellent, man. And I'm with you, too, because you are talking about three exceptional musicians. It's like an all-star band when you watch the Winery Dogs. Not surprised. Let's see. 786-322-1105. Now, our phone for our radio station will be 888, the soccer radio station I'm talking about. Can't give you the number right now, but you know, it is a 888 number, because we were picking it 2 weeks ago to get that 888 number, so we can have people calling all over el mundo. They'll be calling us, which is always a beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. Did you guys see Tyler Hero? Tyler Hero tweeted out a picture, because he and Katya, Elise Henry, were on a boat, and they were, you know, making out and stuff like that. And so they tweeted out the pic. And if you guys haven't seen it yet, Katya Elise Henry is talented, to say the least. Okay? I mean, she is as gifted as it gets, especially if you're Latin. If you're Latin, you're going to love the thickness and the curves on Katya Elise. And, you know, she's got some gifts. You know, what can I tell you?
Very healthy girl.
Yes, extremely healthy girl. Okay? That's all I can tell you. And I got to say that is there anybody that's had a better quarantine time than Tyler Hero? I mean, Tyler, after having that, okay, throughout the entire pandemic, I would hope that Tyler Hero is going to come out, I mean, on fire. Now, we could have a Matt Kemp Riri situation here. Okay? Remember back in the day, Matt Kemp was balling. Then all of a sudden, he started going out with Rihanna, and his stats, like, went downhill. And I don't know if it's because his mind was on Rihanna all the time, or Rihanna, let's just say, sucked the energy out of him. You know what I'm saying? So that's the one thing that I, you know, you look at Katia Elise Henry, and, you know, you may never want to leave the bedroom. And so I don't know. He may show up underweight. He may show up all week. I don't know. He may not be able to really stroke it because he's been stroking it too much during his quarantine time. I don't know. Will Katia Elise Henry be his inspiration, or will it be the depression that sets in because he had too much of that ass in the quarantine and now ends up shooting like ass during the quarantine? I don't know. We're going to find. This is going to be interesting. This one's going to be interesting. We're going to see what the Katia Elise Henry effect is on Tyler Hero. You know what I mean? Because there's a lot of us that probably wouldn't be able to walk straight for months if we hung out with her in quarantine. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being brutally honest here, okay?
If you listen to Mickey, he says dames weaken the legs.
Yeah, damn right. Super Boomshack says, culo alert. Yeah, that's one hell of a culo. Yeah, and it didn't take Tyler Hero long enough to get influenced by the curvy women of South Florida, huh? Ian from Brooklyn goes, God damn. And Man of 1005, the plot thickens for Tyler Hero. Yeah, thick is right, dude. Nope. He's so mature already. An ass man is the sign of maturity. That's what Alex Toledo says. Alex Diaz says, Tyler Hero winning in a Charlie Sheen voice. King Short says, nice. Steve C says, like what Toni Braxton did to Curtis Martin. Ooh. She still looks good, by the way, Toni Braxton. Mike No Go Zone says, good for Tyler Hero. You're damn right. It's good for Tyler Hero. Come on. Man of 1005 Hold says, Tyler Hero says he's a better basketball player than before. I wonder why. To be fair, Kemp, it is Rihanna. She's a lot more famous. Yeah, well, but famous and fine, it don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? I look at this Katia Elise Henry. She's fine as hell, dude. I mean, you know, you're only going to take Riri over her because it's Riri, because you know that it's the fame. But if you look at the bodies and everything, you're splitting hairs. You know? Are you going to lose with either one? No, I don't think you're going to lose with either one. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, Tyler's got it going on. You got to give him a lot of props. That's a good way. As long as she doesn't have COVID, you're good, man. Although there's a lot of guys out there that probably would say, you know what? I'd get a little COVID just for her. You know? I can see some of you out there, you know, go, you know what? I'll take a little COVID to be with that. Am I wrong there? I think some of you out there may end up doing it. All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, Steve C says, I wish them the best. Just be good to each other. Yeah, well, we'll see. They're young, my brother. They're young. Alex says, I agree. Katia is more my type. I mean, a type is beautiful and fine. And, you know, she's got all of that, and so does Riri. So I don't think you can lose with either one. I think you would win either way. All right. Let me give you a couple of news and notes from music, since we always love talking about music. You saw that Kanye West says that he is running for president. Well, Linkin Park's Mike Shinoda has announced that he's running for president too. He says, Sunday, July 5th, the Linkin co-founder tweeted the following: "I too am running for president." And then he put, "I have new music out." So there's a hashtag, Shinoda2020 was the topic of conversation. He goes, "Hey, I don't know who my running mate is. I don't really have a platform." He told fans with a laugh, "Can I run as a Republican? I like that. I'm going to run as a Republican. If you're a Republican in this chat, I want you to write me in your ballot. Just write me in." And so Shinoda, very smart, like Kanye, you know, you're about to take out some new music. Why not bring some attention to yourself? Say, "Hey, I'm running for president." People freak out. And then you say, "Oh, by the way, I've got new music out." And there you go. And so that's kind of like it's the bait and switch thing that they've got going on in today's world that, you know, plenty of politicians, specifically one, loves to do the bait and switch with folks. So, yeah, you got that. Also, speaking of Linkin Park, how cool is this? In the End is one of those great songs of theirs, right? Well, it hit 1 billion views on YouTube this past week. It's the second song for Linkin Park to hit 1 billion. Numb is the other one. Hybrid Theory single is one of Linkin Park's most successful songs. In the End, Chester Bennington, by the way, revealed in an old interview, you know, obviously when he was alive, that he didn't particularly like it at first. He goes, "I was never a fan of In the End. I didn't want it to be on the record, honestly. How wrong could I have possibly been? I basically decided at that point, I don't know what the F I'm talking about. So I'll leave that to other people who are actually talented at somehow picking songs that people are going to like the most. It also gave me a good lesson as an artist that I don't necessarily have to only make music in my band that I want to listen to. Now I love In the End. I think it's such a great song. I actually see how good of a song it is. It's just hard for me to see it at the time." Pretty cool. So you don't like In the End. You know, you write the song, you don't like the song, and yet it becomes one of your iconic songs when it's all said and done. Now that is a trip. Today on this date back in 86, David Lee Roth released his first solo album, Eat 'em and Smile. That's the one with Just a Gigolo. In 1980, Led Zeppelin played their last ever concert on this date. It took place in West Berlin at the conclusion of the European tour, and it ended with a 17-minute version of Whole Lotta Love. Also, back in 2006, on this date, co-founder Roger Sid Barrett died in Cambridge, England, at the age of 60 from complications of diabetes. And in 1984, on this date, Bruce Springsteen started a 4-week run and number one on the album charts with Born in the USA. There you go. I like that. That is good. That is a beautiful, beautiful record. One more thing also, a couple of things here that I want to talk about. Judas Priest, if you're a music fan of Priest, they will have a full performance from their 2015 tour. It's an installment from the Wacken Festival. It will be streamed Friday, July 17th, so that's next Friday, on KnotsFest.com. The website for Slipknot Evolving Knotts Fest Music Festival and Tours has been sharing full-length concerts every week since the beginning of the COVID lockdown. This week, they'll feature two shows. Judas Priest's performance, set to stream from 2015 at 3 p.m. Eastern on July 17th. This week's other stream will feature progressive groove metalers Gingers. I've never heard of them. I'm not even going to continue. Anyway, so you got the Priest one next Friday If you want to catch Priest, you'll be able to do that. Also, Scorpion and Motorhead drummer Mickey D had COVID-19. He revealed he lost 15 pounds during a month-long battle with the coronavirus. He plays with the Scorpions now. He says, I just want to set some rumors straight regarding Don Dawkins' statement about my corona situation. I did get corona and was sick for about a month. I'm fully recovered now since mid-April. I'm already playing hockey and drums by the end of April. Unfortunately, my good friend Don had some wrong info. I did not get corona in Australia. The virus was contracted in Sweden. I did not lose 35 pounds. I lost 15. But as I just mentioned, I'm fully recovered now, registered antibodies. So that feels great. I can't wait for things to get back to normal so we can hit the road again. Thank you for caring, guys. My heart goes out to each and every person affected by the current situation our world is in. So nice job by Mickey D, caring about others, which is really cool. And it's great to know that he recovered because he's not a young guy anymore. So that's really cool. Speaking of concerts, metal bands now throughout Europe have begun playing socially distanced concerts for small audiences, bringing the continent another step forward in the fight against COVID. Destruction performed two shows in Switzerland over the weekend, while Arctress played for a seated crowd in Norway. My point is, on this, you know Europe has got their crap together. They have flattened the curve. I mean, our graph is going like this. Their graph is down on the floor. So they've got a chance of starting to get back to somewhat normalcy. And this is my message. Folks, don't be stupid anymore. Wear the damn mask. Let's not spread this crap. Let's try to all stay healthy so we can all get back to normal, get back out on the street, get back to going to bars and clubs and beaches and having fun and concerts and movies and plays and restaurants and all that stuff that we love to enjoy. But we're never going to get there if you're going to keep going out there and piling it on top of each other. And if you're going to be ignorant and fight everybody and say, oh, it's my rights that I'm losing by wearing a mask. And give me a break, dude. Just gets ridiculous. It really does. So please, wear a damn mask. Okay? That's all. Just wear a mask. There's nothing wrong with that. 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always, because as you know, that is a 24-hour talk show there. Ronnie Lott. Now, we kind of get out of control sometimes with our predictions. You know what I'm saying? And you look at Ronnie Lott, and he is a former San Francisco 49er, a 49er great, of course. And Kyle Shanahan has been a pretty good coach overall, right? He's done a nice job. But Ronnie Lott needs to kind of slow down a little bit with comparisons. But this happens in our society when Michael retires. We're dying to find the next Michael. And we label all kinds of guys, and nobody's Michael. And when LeBron retires, we're going to try to look for the next cyborg freak like him. And I don't know if it happens right away. It might take another 20, 40, 50 years to see another LeBron James. So, the Niners had a dynasty back in the day. And the man that led it was Bill Walsh, right? So, Ronnie Lott, the Hall of Famer, went and compared Kyle Shanahan to Bill Walsh, one of the greatest coaches in NFL history. He goes, to me, they're there, Lott said on a Sirius XM NFL interview. They're there on the offense, and the reason I think they're there on the offense is that I've said that Kyle is our version of Bill Walsh. I think he's one of the most innovative guys in pro football when it comes to offense. First of all, the guy in Kansas City is probably the most innovative guy and has developed coaches left and right. Kyle Shanahan has done a nice job, but when you have a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl and you choose to keep passing, there's no genius there. You know? And you didn't get it done, and I know that your quarterback had an opportunity to hit a deep ball, and he missed a guy, and it kills you right there. But can Kyle Shanahan start winning a Super Bowl or two before we even put him anywhere near the area code of Bill Walsh? Just anywhere near it, okay? Because he's never going to be Bill Walsh. I don't care what Ronnie Lott says. And you know, sometimes I've noticed this too about former players, and it happens to them. They can't be objective about their former team sometimes. They become homers, and they say silly things that fans say. I've just watched. I've watched it locally here. I've worked with some athletes that they just, you know, they get caught up in the moment, and they become Joe fan. And you kind of look at them, and you're like, because I've done it actually, like behind the scenes, like, well, I think I've done it even on the air too. Like, didn't you play? Like, you know, like, how do you say stupid things like that? I get it if I say it or you say it. Media members and fans, okay, we're entitled to say stupid things. We're not supposed to be as smart as those guys. But a player? Come on, man. You're going to insult Bill Walsh? And Kyle Shanahan's done a nice job. He's a good coach. But Bill Walsh was going to run the ball on your ass with a 25-point lead. He would have killed you with Roger Craig, bro. And you would have won that game. So I can't put you in the same stratosphere. Forget block, area code, city, state, country. I can't put you in the same stratosphere as Bill Walsh. When I'm talking Bill Walsh, I'm talking Vince Lombardi, and I'm talking Don Shula, and I'm talking Bill Belichick, and I'm talking about, like, we're talking about the gods of the sport when it comes to coaching. Bill Walsh is top three, probably. It's probably him, Bill, and I guess Lombardi. You know? I don't know. It's probably right up there. I don't know. You tell me. You know, for argument's sake, and we're going to put Kyle Shanahan in the same sentence as Bill Walsh. I know weed is legal in California. I had no idea that Ronnie Lott was smoking a ton of it. What happened? Did Nate Newton stop by in a van and drop off a 100-pound bale? What's he smoking? A Cheech and Chong Led Zeppelin? All right, 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Let's go to the accidentlawfirm.com text line. Always a great way to get your questions in. Ron from Michigan says, listening. Hi, gentlemen. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for providing a great show every day. Very nice of you. Let's see. What else do we have here? Not a big deal, but FYI, the wrong date is on Monday's show on SoundCloud. Has the 5th instead of the 6th. There you go, Bill. Do your homework. Check your work. RVA Richmond, trust me, Big O, if he wins, they will find a way to build around him. He will adjust his salary. And now there's no salary to adjust. They're not going to do that. The salary's set already. And there's no adjustment. The only thing you ever do is guarantee more and then delay more of the back end. And it becomes a bigger back end. It's not... There's... Put it this... In other words, you're not going to give any... cap space back. You're not giving any money back. So that's not realistic, RVA. Not going to happen at all. I'm telling you, they won't do it. And if you delay the money, it just creates even bigger. I mean, look at the Dolphins. We went through all that dead money the last 2 years. That's why Chris Greer took the monster hit he did last year, because he just wanted to wipe it all out and get rid of it and move on, because if not, you'll never get out of it. The president of Brazil now has COVID. He was another one that refused. Yeah, the president of Brazil is a moron, just like the governor of Texas. And now he's backtracked. So, because unfortunately, the Republican governors are following the president's lead. Because the president, obviously, you know what's amazing to me about this is, yes, what was it? A couple days ago, goes, oh, we're going to have a vaccine well before the year ends. Nobody lies and nobody puts out more misinformation than in the history of politics than Trump. And yet, people just overlook it. You know, some don't. Some, you know, call it out because he says it all the time. Like he said, ratings were down in NASCAR because of the Confederate flag and the whole thing. Do you know that ratings are up in NASCAR? I don't know if you know that. I know the president doesn't know that because he has no good information. All he does is say everything wrong, right? NASCAR Brickyard 400 viewership on NBC up 46% versus 2019. The NASCAR Cup Series racing from Indiana averages a total audience of 4.3 million viewers on NBC. Most watched Brickyard since 2017. Across the board gains at least at 40%. It's amazing to me. Every time this guy opens his mouth and says something, it's completely off. Wow. It really is amazing. So, you know, when you have leadership like that, you got our clown governor following him. You got the clown from Texas and the clown from Arizona, which are the three worst states in this COVID run now. Those three states. It's just, you know, what are you going to do, bro? It's just amazing to me. Well, I've never seen a guy, every press conference, he says all kinds of outlandish things that are completely wrong. Totally wrong. And yet, really is amazing. So when you see the president of Brazil, you know, the prime minister in England, he got COVID too, and he was clowning around also. It's not just Trump, it's several idiots around the world that they and in our country, they didn't take this serious, and then it bites you in the ass. That's all. Look at Brazil, like you just mentioned. Brazil didn't take it serious, and they are now, you know, the worst country at the moment on their pace. We are the worst overall in totality, but Brazil is closing the gap because their death rate is crazy. Our death rate has gone down some now, but our hospitalizations and everything have skyrocketed. Then now we're causing is eventually what comes after this is death, unfortunately, because all the young people that are getting sick now, they are going to spread it to the people like us that can die. It's crazy, man. We're screwed up, man. And it's not just us. Several countries have terrible leadership, and that's why they're in trouble. It happens. If Mahomes banks all his football money next 10 years and lives on endorsements, he could buy almost any one of the NFL teams. Yeah. 10 years from now, you know, these teams are worth $2 billion. 10 years from now, they might be worth $3 and $4 billion. I don't know. I'm not sure. He's making $503 million. Remember, NorCal, he makes $503 million in 10 years. Let's just say he makes all $503 million. You ready? You with me here? Government's going to take 40% of it. So now he's down to, what is it, like $300 million? $275? Something like that? $285? Okay, so then you also got to give your 3% to your agent. And then you got some expenses too, I'm sure. Not, you know, but really, when you think about it, he won't even come close by himself to have the money for any kind of a football team. Because we keep forgetting that the government at that tax bracket takes away 40%. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, Mayweather made $150 million in the fight. Well, no, he didn't. You know, he has to pay his trainers. He has to pay all his boxing people, and he has to pay the government. Not that he pays the government, but what I'm just saying, if you're normal people that pay the government, you got to give up 40%. So it's really not $150 million. It's still a lot more money than you and I will ever make. But I just want to remind you that every time you see these giant contracts, 40% of it is going to the government. Okay? It's still a giant contract, but it's not as big as you make it out to be. You know? That's the thing. We kind of overlooked that conveniently. All right, 786-322-1105 if you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. My boys at Toyota of Hollywood, they've been getting it done for a long time, man, over 400,000 square feet. I got my Camry downstairs, man. I love my Camry. Drive it every single day. Go see Gary Thompson, Herbie Lopez, Steve Ostrov, Asrick Smith, Joel Rubio, Lori Rodriguez. So many great people out there. They will take care of you at 1841 North State Road 7. Tell them that Big O sent you, man. I would never tell you to go buy or lease a vehicle where I wouldn't do it myself at Toyota of Hollywood.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver, you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million, whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America.
Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
It's a buyer's market at Toyota of Hollywood. Over 1,500 Toyotas on the ground, and truckloads just keep on coming. Now pay up to 50% less. 2020 Camry, not $29,000, $17,775. 2020 Corolla, not $22,000, $13,775. Buy a new 2020 Toyota with zero down and 0% financing, or we'll make your payments till 2021 at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street.